You're listening to some of my best and most knobbly bits from today's show. For more of the same, tune into Moncrief weekdays from 2.
Good afternoon.
Now, has Chloe ever worn a nappy?
Yes, she does wear a nappy. It depends on the situation and what we're doing at the time. So if, for example, we're at a shopping centre, then she'll have a nappy on.
Right, okay. But in terms of the usage of elimination communication, did you start that from pretty much the time she was born?
I did, yes.
And so how long did it take before she started making those connections?
It was probably by the second or third week, probably closer to the third week, that we started to get into a real rhythm with it.
Right. Okay. So that's amazingly quick. And could,
yeah.
could you describe how it works? What it is you do?
Well, I use a combination of looking for her cues and listening to her cues, as well as timing and intuition. So it's really a combination of all three. Her cues are sort of changing as she grows as well, but if, for example, I'm carrying her, she'll start to wriggle quite a bit and get quite agitated, and that will give me an indication that she needs to go. If I'm not carrying her, if, for example, she's sitting in a seat or lying on the floor by herself, she'll start to be quite vocal and cry quite a bit. And now I'm finding she will do that for quite some time before... until I finally come to her and take her to the toilet. And if I don't pick up on that, if I'm busy in the morning getting breakfasts and lunches, she'll eventually go in. If she's wearing a nappy, she'll go in the nappy, or if she's sitting on a cloth, she'll go on the cloth, and then I'll go, oh, okay, that's what you needed to do.
And presumably there are times of the day where you kind of make a fairly good educated guess that you know she's going to want to go.
So when she wakes up from a sleep, I will take her to the bathroom, because like most people, you need to go to the toilet when you wake up. A short period after she's had a feed, then she'll need to go. At night, nights I find are one of the easiest times, because she'll wriggle quite a bit. She'll still be asleep and she'll start to wriggle quite a bit and wake me with her wriggling, and I will take her to the toilet and then put her back into bed and feed her.
Did you devise this system yourself, or did you come across it someplace?
No, I most definitely didn't devise it myself. It's been around for many, many years. It's something that traditional cultures have always done, particularly in South America and Africa and across Asia, particularly places where they carry their babies or wear their babies all day. The mothers are very tuned in to their babies and when they need to go to the toilet.
So does this, and I mean, obviously at some point everyone's going to have to toilet train their child anyway, so you just seem to be doing it sooner rather than later. Is it though at the moment pretty much a full-time job that you have to be constantly aware of this?
So, first of all, it's not toilet training. It's just attending to her toilet needs. So, it's just taking her to the toilet when she needs to go. I'm not trying to toilet train her. However, it generally leads to early toilet training, to an early toilet trained child.
Mm.
So, I did this with my son, who's now 10, but I didn't start at birth with him. I started maybe when he was about 7 months old, maybe 6 months. By a year, he was out of nappies, and I would say toilet trained.
So is the aim of it, Cindy, to get them out of nappies sooner? What are the advantages of it?
Well, it's cheaper,
mm-hmm.
Less wastage for the environment, and for me, it's about having a really deep, close connection with my baby, a really deep, close bond.
And when Chloe goes to the toilet and you're holding her over the sink, how old is she at this stage of the game?
She has just turned 4 months.
Okay, and so is she able to distinct, do you think she knows the difference between doing a wee and doing a poo?
I reiterate what is happening to her every time. So if she does a wee, I'll say, good wee. If she does a poo, I'll say, oh, good poo-poo. These are words that she'll become familiar with as time goes on. And again, like most people, I think, she does a poo first, and I know that she's finished the poo because then she'll do a wee.
Right. And so when you go out, if you go to the shops or whatever, would you tend to put her in a nappy for those trips?
Yeah. So in the car, it can be quite difficult. She will be in a nappy, but once you know the signs that they need to go to the toilet, it's really hard to ignore them. So when I'm driving in the car and I can't stop, it can be quite difficult for me, knowing that she's sitting in the car and she's telling me she needs to go to the toilet and there's nothing I can do about it. But I guess that's the same with a toddler as well, isn't it?
Yeah. But so presumably then there are accidents along the way using this method.
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of accidents, just the same as if you were toilet training a toddler as well. We have a standing joke that it's always my husband that gets it.
Okay, are you implying perhaps he's not as much attuned to the signals as you are?
He is, but because he's sort of not with her constantly, he might, you know, dip in and dip out of time with her. So he'll not necessarily have known... He'll not be able to use the other signs as well. He'll not necessarily know the timing of the last time she went. He's getting better at it.
And this goes on during the night then, I assume, or do you put a nappy on her at bedtime? So does that mean you have to kind of get up at various points in the night to bring her to the sink?
Yeah, I get up about twice a night, but she's a breastfed baby, so I feed her in the night anyway. She's only 4 months old, and she will have a dry nappy in the morning because I will have taken her to the toilet each time.
Cindy, thanks very much for talking to us. That's Cindy Lever there, a user of the Elimination Communication Toilet Training Method. Cindy, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. I hope you were enthralled, horrified or tickled pink. For more of the same, tune into Moncrief weekdays from 2.
Thank you.